There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin with news of a diplomatic fallout as Israel has now escalated its row with Australia, expelling Australian representatives and tightening visa requirements after Canberra barred religious Zionist party MK Simcha Rothman from entering the country. Foreign Minister Gideon Sahar has revoked permits for Australian officials, calling the move retaliation for what he described as Australia's unjustified visa bans on senior Israelis. Sahar accused Australia of emboldening anti-Semitism and warned that further measures would follow. Meanwhile, Sami Duhun, a designated terrorist entity in Canada, continues to hold federal non-profit corporate status, sparking outrage from Jewish organizations. B'nai B'rith Canada has launched a campaign to dissolve the Vancouver-based group, arguing it glorifies terrorism and spreads hate. The Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs has also condemned Sami Duhun's activities, warning that Canada's political moves risk emboldening extremists and has demanded stronger action to safeguard Jewish communities. Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Sahar is set to launch a diplomatic tour of Africa, highlighted by the opening of Israel's embassy in Zambia. Sahar will meet President Hakainde Hichilema and other ministers to strengthen bilateral ties and cooperation. Prior to arriving in Zambia, Sahar will stop in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia for talks, signaling Israel's broader engagement with African nations and its commitment to expanding diplomatic, economic, and strategic partnerships across the continent. Driving from Odessa to Kherson last month, Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak Wolf and his family narrowly survived a Russian drone strike, an indication of how war shadows Jewish life in Ukraine. Once home to 10,000 Jews, Kherson now accounts for just 650. Odessa's community has also halved, and yet Chabad rabbis sustain prayers, festivals, and aid even under curfews and bombardment. As President Zelensky meets Donald Trump in Washington, Ukraine's Jews are anxiously watching diplomacy, which could reshape their future. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. The Hostages Families Forum will escalate its campaign for Israelis held in Gaza, launching another nationwide day of action on August the 24th. France has warned of a strong response after reports that Israel may close its Jerusalem consulate, a move tied to President Macron's plan to recognize a Palestinian state. Johannesburg South African Zionist Federation, along with former captives Keith and Aviva Siegel and co-chair Craig Pantanowitz, plan to rally for hostages' release. A new study finds Pakistani textbooks propagate deep-rooted anti-Semitic stereotypes, portraying Jews as treacherous and disloyal, raising concerns about prejudice amongst young readers. Ahead of the new school year, top U.S. Jewish groups have urged universities to confront rising campus anti-Semitism, calling for stricter protest rules and a renewed commitment to student protection. Israeli actress Gal Gadot has revealed that her role as the evil queen in Disney's live-action Snow White was affected by pressure on celebrities to speak against Israel, which she believes contributed to the film's box office flop. And finally, despite being just 6 miles from the Gaza border, Moshav near Akiva's Galai Winery is welcoming visitors again as the Negev region rebuilds nearly 2 years after the war. Owner Asaf Galai continued tending his Cabernet grapes after Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack claimed the life of fellow winemaker Gideon Polka and left others hostage. Galai and his wife Sehalit preserved through trauma preparing for the upcoming harvest. Part of the 50-member Negev Wine Consortium, the winery benefits from agritourism initiatives by the Maraj Foundation, helping position the desert as a wine destination while gradually seeing visitors return. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.